Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the words of Jesus in John chapters 14 through 17. And today we're reading John 14, 15 through 17. I'll be reading again from the Message. So let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. This kind of mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind and ponder it. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and He'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and He'll provide you another friend, so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already, because he has been staying with you, and will even be in you. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or a memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and He'll provide you another friend, so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already, because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and He'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take Him in because it doesn't have eyes to see Him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know Him already, because He has been staying with you and will even be in you. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. This is a time when words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us the space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before you hear the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer that follows to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, we thank you for your sending of the Spirit to us, to stay with us. Give us eyes to see the Spirit of Truth living and active in our daily lives. May we carry with us an awareness of your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.